Today, my dear faithful, is the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. But today's Mass is a solemn votive Mass taken from the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary, which is this Monday, October 7th. And now the epistle is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways. Before he made anything from the beginning, I was set up from eternity and of old before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the post of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee, called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel, being come in, said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who, having heard, was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father. And he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done? Because I know not man. And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the post of my doors. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, there are few Masses throughout the Church's calendar that a priest can say in place of the usual Sunday Mass. Sundays are regarded by the Church as celebrating the life of our Lord. And so that is why the focus of Sunday is always on him and why it holds a special rank. Most of the time when a priest says a different Mass, it is because a big feast falls on Sunday, such as the feast of St. Michael the Archangel last week. However, there are a rare few feasts that Holy Mother Church considers so important that she allows her priest to offer that Mass on Sunday, even when the feast day does not actually fall on that day of the week. The Feast of the Most Holy Rosary is one of these rare exceptions. The Church, in her great wisdom, knows how much good is accomplished through the Rosary, and thus she desires all the faithful to draw their attention to this ancient and beloved devotion. What is it, though, that sets the Rosary apart? The natural union, above all other things, that the Rosary has between the two prayers, the two types of prayers, vocal and mental prayer. Another word for mental prayer is meditation. The Our Fathers, the Hail Marys, and the rest are the vocal prayers we repeat over and over, while at the same time our minds are drawn to meditate on the mysteries of the Rosary. The vocal prayers we say aloud keep the time for us and keep us physically grounded. They also have the advantage that when we pray the rosary with others, our prayers are magnified. By this, I mean that when you pray by yourself, you have the merit of only your prayers offered for your intention. Pray aloud with others, though, and the merit of their prayers is added to yours for your intention. And as well, the merit of your prayers is added to theirs for their intention at the same time. And thus, the power of our prayers is truly magnified. It is a truly wonderful power of vocal prayer. But mental prayer, meditation, that is one of the great means of striving for sanctity and making all your prayers far more meritorious. By this I mean that as we pray the rosary, our hearts are meant to follow our Lord and our Blessed Mother, dwelling upon their life, seeing their virtues, and thereby being encouraged to follow after them. 15 mysteries Our Lady gave us, separated into the 5 joyful, 5 sorrowful, and 5 glorious. Each one is its own story, with its own lesson to teach, and often a number of lessons at the same time, if only we draw them out. That, in fact, is all that meditation is. To put it more simply, it is to go through an event in the life of our Lord, Our Lady, the saints, see the virtue they practiced, and then see how we should grow in that lesson, grow in that virtue in our own lives. In the practical order, let us look at the gospel of today's Mass, the first mystery of the Rosary, the Annunciation. When you begin this decade, you announce the mystery. And thus, while beginning the Our Father, picture that scene simply and briefly. Mary, interrupted from her prayers, is on her knees. As she listens to the words of the angel, "Hail, full of grace." She attentively listens to the request that she be the Mother of God. And after only one brief question, she answers, "Be it done unto me according to thy words." That simple picture need only take a few Hail Marys. And with that brief image of the scene in your mind, contemplate what virtue did Mary practice in it. Of course, the answer is many indeed. Charity and her love for God and her neighbor, her sublime purity, humility in putting God's will before her own, even fortitude and accepting the suffering that Mary knew she would bear from this office. We can find so many different virtues in every event of Our Lady's life. What is best to do, though, is to choose one to contemplate for those 10 Hail Marys. Which virtue exactly? One of the easiest ways is to choose a virtue that you need, that you often fail in, that you need to grow in. If you, for example, find yourself often proud and arrogant, putting yourself before others, then look to the Blessed Mother and her humility. She is the greatest saint of all time. So glorious is she that the infinite God asked Mary to be his own mother. Everyone loves their mother, of course. And so for the Almighty to ask one of his own creatures to be his mother, how much must he love her? How beautiful in his eyes must she be? But Mary, she did not think she was worthy of this. And we can see that in the very words she answered the angel with. She did not say, "I will accept this office," declaring her will. Our Lady did not put herself forward, but simply resigned herself to God's will. You can see her in that picture of the scene, bowing her head so humbly as she said, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." It was as if she said so simply, so sweetly, "Let God's will be done." She only accepted this office because it was the divine will. If it was not God's will, she would not ever have even thought of asking such an honor. In fact, tradition tells us that she had been in the midst of praying for God to send the Redeemer and asking him that she could be the mother's handmaid. She wanted to be the servant of the mother of the Savior. And so the natural response to this meditation is, what about you? Compare yourself to Our Lady. Do you wish to be a servant of your neighbor? And therein lies the great advantage of meditation, for in contemplating the perfect humility of Mary and every one of her virtues, God planted in the heart of man a love for it. We naturally respect virtue. We want it for ourselves. That is why little children want to be heroes. They want to be firefighters leaping to the flames, police officers stopping the bad guy. Human nature sees virtue, and we want it for ourselves. Of course, we are weak and frail, and we are often tempted to easier pleasures. But still, there is that desire for virtue, for greater things. Seeing Mary's tremendous humility, or the other virtue as you pray your rosary, whichever you choose, will move your heart to follow after her. But then you have to ask yourself the practical question of how to imitate these virtues. In this meditation on humility, how can you serve your neighbor? Maybe you should listen to other stories without adding your own two cents, or not shooting them down or dismissing their words. Maybe getting up and lending a hand when others are at work and you find yourself not, because you are not too good. You are not above doing that job, whatever it is. Once you are well practiced in using mental prayer during the rosary, you will need only these 10 Hail Marys to go through all of this and to form a resolution to practice this virtue. If it helps you, you can continue dwelling on that one mystery throughout all 5 decades of the rosary, or you can, of course, follow through each of the decades, maybe focusing on that one virtue you seek, or going through 5 different virtues. If, as well, there is one mystery that you are specially drawn to, such as the agony of the garden, or the crucifixion, or the coronation of Our Lady Queen of Heaven and Earth, you can meditate on that, even if it is a different set of decades completely. If only you routinely dwell upon the rosary as you pray it in this way, following after Our Lady and Our Lord in their life, you will grow in virtue. And that is why Our Lady gave us this blessed devotion. No wonder then that Holy Mother of the Church describes in today's epistle on behalf of Our Lady, "Blessed is the man that heareth me and that watcheth daily at my gates and waiteth at the post of my doors." With the rosary, with the vocal prayer, and as well the mental prayer, we will hear the words of Our Lady and Our Lord. If we strive to meditate praying this divine prayer, we will watch daily at their gates. And we will find ourselves so close to the Holy Family, it will be as if we are waiting at the posts of their doors. In this way, we can join in their family life as sons and daughters, and being in their presence, we will naturally grow in the family resemblance of virtue. That is the greatest blessing we can have, for thereby we will truly earn our way in joining the Holy Family in their heavenly home as well. Then, when the moment of death comes, whenever that may be, we will not be strangers to them. Every day, we spent those just 15 minutes with them, and they will well know us as part of their family. Amidst the eternal glory of God, surrounded by angels and saints, the Holy Family will bid us enter into the kingdom of heaven with a familiar welcome home. This is why, my dear faithful, Our Lady has asked us, encouraged us, begged us to pray the rosary each and every day. And this is also why Holy Mother the Church gives us the Feast of the Rosary, and as well the whole month of October, to recall to our minds this great devotion and encourage us to practice it. Do not let a day pass that you don't take those 15 minutes to join in the life of Jesus and Mary, to contemplate their lives and draw the strength to follow after them. Blessed will you be watching at the post of their doors. Blessed here in this life with growth in sanctity, and please God, blessed in the next with eternal peace and happiness. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.